From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Now, some of your comments on our last program.
On Friday, NPR's Scott Horsley reported on John McCain's position on the war in Iraq.
Mark Hammerlund of Seattle, Washington writes, according to your story, John McCain was right about Iraq, i.e., the U.S. needed to send more troops several years ago. The story goes on to inform listeners about Mr. McCain's stubborn insight and eventual vindication. Mr. Hammerlund asked, how does Mr. Horsley know that more troops would have helped? Are we to judge by current events? An assumption of Horsley's piece seems to be that the surge is working, and therefore an earlier surge would have worked even better.
And he concludes a decision to send more troops earlier may have led to even more opposition to an American occupation and more neglect of Afghanistan, where indeed we should have directed more resources.
Steve Richards writes about our coverage of the economy and the mortgage crisis. The real estate market is in a world of hurt, he says, thanks to the subprime debacle and the media, which has latched on to this crisis and is milking it for all it's worth. Every day, the media, including NPR, is coming up with a new angle, a different spin on the story. Please give it a rest, he says. All this media attention has put buyers in a state of gridlock. No wonder homes aren't selling.
We reported on a potential partnership between Cal Poly San Luis Obispo and a Saudi Arabian university. The proposed engineering program could be lucrative for the California university, but it comes with a string attached. The Saudi university doesn't allow women in its engineering courses.
Dean Johnson of Ventura, California writes, I was stunned to hear that the university that is working with a Saudi Arabian university to arrange remote technical classes that exclude women was my own alma mater. I love Cal Poly, but will never forgive them for this if they proceed with this half-baked plan. I imagine there are some positives and am all for bridge building, but this is a step back in time to Cal Poly's early days educating male veterans after World War II.
On Friday, we reported on a proposal to have teenage British subjects swear allegiance to the Queen. Ellen Banks was stunned by what some Brits in the story had to say.
They said this would make them more like Americans, she writes. There's a big difference between allegiance to the idea of a republic with liberty and justice for all and allegiance to an archaic, hereditary monarchy.
Also on Friday, we played this tape from the president's appearance at Washington's Gridiron Club dinner.
Yes, sure.
Well, some of you were not amused. This is from Anna Harris of Chicago.
It's great that NPR and other powerful media moguls are able to laugh about Bush's gridiron performance, Ms. Harris writes. That White House press secretary Dana Perino says that this is one leak to the media the president doesn't mind speaks volumes to this administration's and the media's cluelessness. Kudos, NPR, for taking the bait.
If you have a comment, go to our website, npr.org, and click Contact Us at the top of the page. Please don't forget to tell us where you're from and how to say your name.